The Wrap of the Papers, Dan Conifer. Dan?
Thanks, John. Firstly, starting with the bigger news story of the morning with the Sydney to Hobart and thousands have lined Hobart's waterfront for the presentation of the 68th Sydney to Hobart to, of course, Wild Oats 11. It crossed the finish line in an unofficial time of 1 day, 18 hours and 23 minutes, shaving 16 minutes off its previous record. Skipper Mark Richards spoke to Channel 7 after the boat docked.
It was close, only just a race record, but you know what? 2005 was a great year, but this year was just that much better. So it's fantastic and a great result for the whole team. So we're absolutely stoked. Very tricky night, you know, the breeze died on us and the new southerly came through, which we knew was coming through, but it was very soft, very testing. We did, you know, a lot of sail changes and just, you know, wore ourselves into the ground basically. But as I said, the guys did a great job and here we are. So very, very, very happy.
Wild Oats 11 skipper Mark Richards taking a look at the papers. The Australian has the headline, Afghanistan withdrawal underway, and it says troops and millions of dollars worth of equipment have already begun making their way home. 1,550 Australian armed personnel are in Afghanistan. They spoke to the commander in the Middle East area of operation, and he told the paper the focus at the moment is on training Afghan forces, but next year they'll focus more on withdrawal. The Daily Telegraph on page 2 says radio hoax pair not likely to be charged. It says New South Wales Deputy Police Commissioner Nick Caldas says Scotland Yard hasn't asked for any more information to interview the hosts Michael Christian and Mel Gregg, who made that prank call to a hospital treating Prince William's wife Kate, which is believed to have led to the death of nurse Jacinta Saldana. The Age Online has the headline, Carmageddon hits Melbourne. It says a 20-kilometre traffic jam choked Melbourne's busiest arterial road yesterday as planned maintenance works on the Westgate Bridge slowed traffic to a crawl. Having a look across now at the Adelaide Advertiser, the paper says South Australian prison inmates are manipulating the legal system, costing taxpayers up to $90,000 every time they sue the state's prisons over frivolous matters. The paper says no statistics are available on the number of lawsuits, but if cases move to trial, the cost, they say, is between $80,000 and $90,000. And the West Australian says an AFL star has been charged, accused of breaking another teenager's jaw outside a nightclub in his home city of Albany. 19-year-old Marley Williams has been charged with assault, occasioning actual bodily harm over the alleged attack on a 19-year-old man early yesterday, Perth time. John.
Thanks for that, Dan. And that's it for this week.